Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper has just published a list of the top 20 places for young people to emigrate, and the Czech capital Prague came in fourth. Beautiful and only a short flight away from Britain, Prague offers all the stability of Europe while not requiring a new language, and it has the best beer in the world. That's according to the Telegraph, at least. So, is Prague, as an expat destination, all it's cracked up to be? Rob Cameron has been finding out.
There's an international flavor to this playground in a popular park in Prague's Vinohrady district, and for good reason. Prague is home to thousands of expats from Europe and beyond. Many come because of work. The city is home to a number of major international companies who've outsourced their businesses here. Others, including this reporter, because they came for a while and simply stayed. Among them is Carol Spiller-Lissi from Switzerland, speaking in her native Italian to her daughter Emily. Carol came to Prague 4 years ago with her Czech-born husband Michal, who's a country manager for a large European chocolate manufacturer. She divides her time between motherhood and freelance management consultancy and says Prague is an ideal place for a family.
It's a beautiful city to live in. Every weekend you can discover something new, some new corners, something really nice to look at. You can have a beautiful life in Prague. It's a small city, but it offers every day something you can do. It's a huge culture offer. And for kids specifically, it's fantastic. Czechs are really children-oriented, child-friendly. So it's really good.
According to official Czech statistics, Karol is one of 557 Swiss citizens living in the Czech Republic, most of them in Prague. That number is dwarfed by the 15,000 Germans, 3,000 Frenchmen, 5,000 Britons and 6,000 Americans, mostly expat business people, teachers and students. They form mini communities of their own. The streets of Prague, especially affluent districts such as Vinohrady, echo to the sound of foreign languages from around the world. Charles Grant works for a large accounting firm which established its regional headquarters in Prague. We met in a French-run cafe to discuss the findings of the Telegraph survey.
I'm not surprised it's come so high up in the survey. I think the reason the Czech Republic as a whole punches above its weight financially is because it's been so successful attracting companies to come and work here, financial investors come live here, and here you're in the centre of Europe. I mean, Vienna is further east than Prague. So there's a location thing, slightly climate thing, and if you live in this little expat bubble, you do live in a beautiful old town, in a nice flat, 1920s flat with high ceilings, parquet floors, or you live in a lovely commuter village with this ready-made community around you. And so if you put it through that very distinct expat lens, it's a nice lifestyle. So Prague is geared up to accept people with English as a second language.
Although, as Charles went on to explain, that's fine for business, but for personal relationships with the locals, expats tend to hit a wall without some command of Czech. Indeed, it wouldn't be unkind to say that Czechs are not, in general, the friendliest or most open of people when it comes to welcoming foreigners. That certainly takes time and patience and getting used to, as Carol told me.
The biggest downside is the closed mentality. What we can observe in Prague, and it might be very different outside of Prague, but in Prague it is like that. People are closed, are reserved. You go to a shop and you are not surprised. 2 months after you live here, you have learned that you're not surprised if people don't smile at you, either in a shop or in a restaurant. You won't be... You're not the king as a client or as a guest, and you have to get used to it.
More and more foreigners are, it seems, getting used to it, which is one reason why Prague came fourth on the Daily Telegraph's list of top 20 destinations for young expats, after Warsaw, Phnom Penh and Bangkok. There's only one aspect of that survey I would take issue with, the idea that you can live here happily without learning Czech. You can certainly survive with English, hand gestures and a dictionary, but learning the local language adds a whole new dimension to life in Prague.
Okay, Rob Cameron there, and certainly knowing Czech or a little bit of Czech does add a new dimension, so we highly recommend it. And you will take that opportunity to remind you that we have a long-running Czech language program here on Radio Prague, which you'll hear a bit of in a little while, which is called the ABC of Czech.